Whether you love it, hate it, or have never thought about it, chances are some nanny wants to ban it. Presenting the Nanny of the Month, runners-up.
Alabama lawmakers who want to make it a crime to annoy someone online, thereby outlawing most of what happens on the interweb. And the American people, not you, dear viewers, but most of your countrymen who, according to a recent survey, claim to support personal responsibility, but also dig smoking bans, trans fat bans, and keep voting for petty dictators like our Nanny of the Month. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's ended a long-standing tradition of private donations to the city's homeless shelters.
I challenge you to go into any neighborhood that is actually poor, representing real New Yorkers, and you try to live for a week on the sustenance that they're limited to, the amount of food, and let's see how healthy you're going
to
eat.
Glenn Richter has been bringing bagels and other types of food to homeless shelters for 2 decades. But recently, Bloomie's health department decided to refuse such offerings.
Because the city can't assess their salt, fat, and fiber content.
But hey, there's also dumpster diving, although the food in there also hasn't been approved by Medlin Mike.
You realize what it is to be hungry, Miguelito?
By the way, cities like Philadelphia, Houston, and Phoenix have also cracked down on volunteers who feed the homeless. Check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.